Well, tonight, anchors from the Fox Business Network and China's state TV will debate the U.S.-China trade war. Trish Regan on Fox Business, who sees China's trade practices as unfair, is hosting the debate on her show with Liu Xin from China Global Television Network. Regan played some tape of Liu Xin on her show last week.
A state media news presenter named Liu Xin launched a personal attack on me. Watch.
She's so sure of U.S. victimhood, so indignant, that her eyes practically spit fire. If you were an American who didn't know any better, you too might clench your fists and pound the wall.
Wow. My eyes? They spit fire? My fists? Oh, dear. Not quite. But you know what? I'm going to take it as a compliment. She says I'm emotional. Yeah, I get a little emotional. I'm proud to show my emotion when I'm confronted with a reality that will be bad for Americans.
So again, those two will debate each other tonight. The broadcast has been highly anticipated on social media in China. And joining us now is Bill Bishop, who authors the Sinocism newsletter, which offers analysis and commentary on China. He's in Washington. Bill, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So what do we know about this debate, first of all?
So it's interesting. Now it looks like it will not be a live debate. The Chinese side has said that there were, after the foreign ministry said it was happening, now CGTN has come out and said that there are issues, problems with rights, and so they will not, copyright issues, so they will not be able to broadcast it live. And I guess instead, Liu Xin, the CGTN anchor, will be calling into the show.
Mm-hmm. Interesting they're talking about it being about rights, because some may look at that and say maybe the Chinese don't want to broadcast this live because they wouldn't have the ability to censor it.
Oh, I think that certainly would be a risk. If I were the responsible cadre in Beijing, I would probably be very happy this will no longer be live, because there are all sorts of downside risks to the wrong things being said and broadcast, especially where we are today, what's 5 or 6 days before the 30th anniversary of June 4. So things are very sensitive and the censors are working in overdrive.
June 4 being Tiananmen Square in right. China and the massacre there. But there's a lot of excitement in China about the idea of these two news anchors debating each other.
Sure, seems like that on Chinese social media. I mean, what's interesting, I think, as Liu Xin pointed out, you know, she criticized Trish Regan for talking about, I guess, the U.S. being a victim. You know, one of the things we're seeing in the official PRC propaganda messaging is basically the key theme is that China is the innocent victim of American bullying and hegemony in furtherance of America's plot to thwart China's rise. And so this sort of feeds into that idea that no, America is not the victim. We, China, are the victim, and you need to stop bullying us, which is the very, very repetitive message in Chinese propaganda right now.
What does this TV debate and all the talk around it, though, say to you about the current state of the trade war with China? It seems like it's really ratcheted up over the last couple of weeks.
It's very hard to see any near-term positive outcome. I think what everyone is pinning their hopes on, who wants the downward trajectory to be arrested, is that President Trump and General Secretary Xi will meet at the G20, I think the 25th or 26th of June in Japan, and that somehow out of that meeting will come at least an agreement to stop the decline and figure out ways to resume dialogue to get the relationship on a healthier into a healthier space. But I think what you're seeing is all these forces on both sides are being unleashed, and it's going to be very hard, if not actually impossible, to put those back in the bottle. And so I think it's, again, as I said earlier, it's extremely difficult to have a positive, a constructive near-term view on the U.S.-China relationship. And frankly, I am in the camp that we are very much in a new era of U.S.-China relations, that we are now into this phase, this era where it is going to be a much more competition, friction, conflict-filled, fraught relationship.
Does that extend to military?
Let's hope not. I think that's the last recourse. I don't think either side wants that, but I think, you know, there are ways to have that kind of a much more friction-filled relationship without having any sort of direct military context. Certainly, the U.S. and the Soviet Union figured how to do that for a number of decades. But, you know, this is obviously a different kind of relationship than that. But at the same time, you know, you're seeing, again, I think what we, you know, we in the U.S. have officially changed our view towards China. You're seeing now on the Chinese side, too, as well. I think the way they're ratcheting up the propaganda, it's really a, you know, they are telling the population and the world, you know, that our relationship with the U.S. has changed. And, you know, they're coming out and, you know, it's the U.S. is trying to keep us down. We are China. You know, we're powerful now. We've stood up. We no longer will accept foreign bullying. And so, you know, it's and this goes, I think, also back to this potential debate between the Fox News anchor and the CGTN anchor, because it's also all about China standing up, China having a greater voice in sort of international discourse, international media, and being able to say it with someone who's, you know, has extremely good English, is very articulate, and, you know, is clearly from this, you know, sort of ongoing debate, which is Reagan, is becoming even more of a star in China.
That's Bill Bishop, who authors the Sinicism newsletter. Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And as we watch the effects of the trade war here in the United States, another bad start to trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial falling again. It's been falling for the last couple of weeks. We'll continue to monitor that and all the aspects of the U.S.-China trade war here and now.